Houses in the US get bigger all the time. The typical house was 250 square meters in 2014, the largest ever according to US Census data, while the average home was 195 square meters in 1995. But along with that ballooning trend, or perhaps because of it, there's been a movement toward the polar opposite, the tiny house. There isn't a textbook definition for a tiny house. They're built using conventional building methods, but are around the size of an RV travel trailer. They're usually built on a flatbed trailer, so they are portable. People attracted to tiny houses tend to build or purchase them because they're cheaper than standard houses, leave less of an environmental footprint, and allow their owners to have more time and freedom to do other things besides home maintenance. And tiny houses are not just for eco-conscious dwellers. In Madison, Wisconsin, tiny houses are being used in a social experiment to help the homeless. You might be intrigued about living in a tiny home. Before you take the plunge, there are some points to consider. First of all, price. An enormous advantage of purchasing or building a tiny home is the modest cost. The average cost to build your own tiny house is a mere $23,000, while a professionally built home runs to about $30,000 to $50,000. That's probably why 68% of tiny homeowners are mortgage-free, while only 29% of traditional homeowners are. Many tiny homeowners have built their own quarters for less than $10,000. Many Americans pay a lot more for their cars than tiny homeowners pay for their houses. But can you build a tiny house anywhere? Nope. This is one of the biggest hurdles. Most municipalities have zoning codes separating commercial spaces from residential areas, as well as specifying where a house can be set on a property, and minimum and maximum acceptable home sizes. In the city of Atlanta, for instance, the city code says that no single-family house can be built that is less than 70 square meters. A tiny house is considered to be in the recreational vehicle category, and the city doesn't allow you to live in an RV for more than 30 days at a stretch. Sometimes you can petition for a variance to such requirements, but it may not be granted. Tiny house enthusiasts are trying to change the laws in several cities and states. Another idea is to place your tiny home in the backyard of a family member or friend, as many zoning ordinances allow such accessory dwelling units, also known as granny cottages, in-law units, and backyard cottages. The ideal scenario may be to find a parcel of land that's not subject to any zoning regulations. There are some out there, although they tend to be in more remote or rural areas. Plenty of families are living in tiny homes and loving it. The tiny home community says a lot of it has to do with thinking creatively. Perhaps your family can build several tiny homes clustered together. One contains all the bedrooms, for example. A second, the kitchen, and a third, the communal living area. Or one home could be for the kids, one for the adults, and a third, the communal space. Families may also incorporate the great outdoors as part of their living space by setting up a dining, patio table, and chairs in the grass next to their home. Most people would have to get rid of some belongings before moving into a tiny house. But a tiny home can be outfitted with more storage space than you might think. You can create storage space under bench seats, couches, or even flooring accessed via a trap door. The same thing can also be done with space in your ceiling. The area beneath your cabinets that's covered by the toe kick can also be transformed into a place for stuff via sliding drawers. Don't forget to use up walls too. Hang pots, pans, and mugs. Any hanging baskets can double as shelves. And you can also use the space outside your house for storage.